sleep and talk about my business.
Smiling.
Right.
Oh, yeah? I wish I
wasn't here.
Smiling. He didn't ask.
You didn't see it on his face.
Exactly. I didn't do a good enough job.
We spoke about dealing with the problem and the tremendous amount of propaganda and brainwashing that the Ohlone community is subject to. And, fighting it with the weapon that we have by smiling and being warm to them, then has a tremendous signal, even though they're filled with animosity and they're never victims of the, you know, of the radio, the television, and the newspapers. There's an awesome propaganda, you know, going on. Against the Torah, against the Baruch Shalom, against the Long Day Torah, against the religious people. And sometimes, you know, they open up and force out. It's terrible, terrible, terrible. The lies, the shikar, and the sheker. And sometimes on a singular basis that you have the opportunity just to smile and to be friendly. It has an awesome effect. Awesome effect. Without philosophizing or anything, just even though you know sometimes they have the animosity, just to look, you know, look aside and just be friendly, smile, say hello. I can tell you stories and stories of personal experiences that I've had. You know, just doing that with bus drivers and taxi drivers. That's what we spoke about last week. And just using the smile and warmness as a tool, you know, as a personal way of fighting this terrible propaganda that they're subject to. I don't know if it's going to solve the whole problem, but at least on a personal basis, there's a lot that you can do with that smile. Okay, that's what we spoke about last week. We hear Rabbi Yaakov. You have something you want to share with us.
Trying to do that. I don't think I'm making more sure the person heard me say good morning now than usual. I say good morning, so they heard they didn't hear, but now I just want to make sure they hear it. So.
There weren't that many opportunities for people who are not religious that I happened to see over the, but there were a couple times that he's tried to smile, tried to, I don't know if it worked, but whatever.
You have to know whether it worked or not. It's just, it worked. If you smiled and you greeted, so it worked. What about you? So you weren't here last week. Yeah, okay. You know, you remember that this part of the group we discussed, people who were here. That's right. Okay. We'll talk later tonight. So, first of all, welcome my boy and my boy Sai. How are you? Usual welcome. Were you here last week?
I was here last week.
You wanted to share something from last week?
So I tried. I tried being nice to people.
The Baruch HaTor Adonai, the Baruch Shahatoyo, the
like the Rob said last week, I did try and do it, you know, most of the time. So I did try. One guy brought me.
You want to hear it? Fine. Yeah, but it's one of the Uvda with the five, the Uvda Meister, it's a try to do it three times, so you never do it like the whole just very, very quickly, I just want to relay the experience, one of my experiences I had with a driver, who, you know, a Ohlone driver, and it looked like, you know, the type of guy that had a lot of animosity, you know, one of these, I used to go out of my way, you know, whenever never got on the bus to smile and say, say shalom to him. I just want to tell you, one time when I got on the bus, so after I got on the bus, like, he called me over, and he told me that, he said, listen, I have a stuck a pushka in my house, for a couple of years, and I don't know what to do with it, and, we have to give him stuck a pushka, so maybe you can help me out with it, if I can give you over the stuck, and you'll see to it, as opposed to, like, guys, they look like so much animosity, so what did it show? This one, he probably knows loads of people for years. How much does he know me? Zero, except that. And to do such a gesture, it means, number one, that in this small little chat we have, just to show him, to build up a trust, he trusted me. And the liking, just when he's smiling, he's saying shalom, To do something like that, to give over the money, that means he trusts the person. I'm sure they know a lot of people, and he has a shaykh in trouble, but somehow, somebody needs people, I don't know what, but it was just, very enlightening. And he attacked a button, one of the chips, meeting him, he had the money with him, he gave him the money, the mice, all this from the Shalom Aleichem, many, many stories like this to be great. So, to know everybody, so it's a powerful tool, it's a weapon that we have, that's Hashem. But what we want to speak about tonight was is a very extremely important, we started saying that we usually start off our meetings here, we thank the Bnei Shalom that we have this place to meet together. We have to believe that Bnei Shalom, if we're meeting here tonight, if we're meeting in this place, it's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem, provides us with the place. It's not that you have a shul here, and you have Baruch Hashem, a beautiful shul, and you have places to meet, and, general, it's a very, there isn't so much of a the Hashkafas Hashem specifically, but Rabbi said we have to believe that Bnei Shalom, if we're meeting here tonight, and we're sitting in this place, it's specifically Hashkafas Pratim Hashem. So we thank the Bnei Shalom that we have this place and opportunity to sit together, and we have our mishtatzim that Hashem gives them siyata d'shmaya to understand and to appreciate what we do here. As Hashem, we should be zayecha to use the opportunity to grow, in the Baruch Hashem, because simchas hachayim amitim. So, Rabbi said, what I wanted to speak to you tonight is one of the most important foundations of a whole Yiddishkeit. It's really one of the foundations of being human beings. Besides the Yiddishkeit, it's the parasha, the sugya of Hakaras HaTorah, gratitude. So now we know that we have gratitude to the Bnei Shalom, right, which is a whole field and a whole world in itself. That's to a large degree what the Rav is teaching from Chovas and Bavas, that from understanding the gifts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the creation. So this requires us to have to the Bnei Shalom, which is a whole mitzvah, a whole Indian itself. What I wanted to talk about tonight is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Benyam Chaveru, which, both gratitude stem from the same makor inside, deep makor inside. But Benyam Chaveru, the lemaisa of it, of course, is a whole area, a whole world in itself. And the truth is, what I'm saying, is that if we devoted our group here every single week, permanently, just to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Benyam Chaveru, we would have enough material. It's a very complicated and vast field, you know, all different aspects of it and areas of it. First of all, the word Hakor Shatoiv, you know, just the meaning of it, there are a few meanings of it. One of them is Makir Toiv, to realize Makir Hatoiv, to recognize the Hatava. Very often we're the recipients of Hatava, so we don't even realize we're the recipients of it. Number one. Number two, Hakor Shatoiv, to understand the depth of it. You know, sometimes you realize you're the recipient of something, but you don't realize the depth of it, the extent of it, the importance of it. And then the three, Hakor Shatoiv, which is the usual way how we understand it, the expression of the gratitude to the one that's been made to us. Hakor Shatoiv. And each one of these divisions, that we say, is divided into, you know, expression, the feeling of the gratitude and expressing it. Sometimes, which is a whole world of it, sometimes the gratitude, sometimes that tava, the making is moshe nefesh. He puts in a tremendous amount of effort. But that tava isn't so big. But you have to appreciate it because of the effort that the one put in. Sometimes a person doesn't put in too much effort, but what you receive is awesome. Somebody that was responsible for the shidduch could be the one that the shatzin, the one that introduced you to your wife. He didn't do too much work, but what you gain from it is, you know, your whole life you're benefiting from it, especially if you're happily married. So you, the benefit you get from the person is awesome. So even though he didn't do too much work, and even if you paid him shatran, is the right side, but the gratitude that you owe him is your whole life. You owe him, you know, let's say every day you have to, but of course it would mean from not just once, but from time to time, you give him a call, you tell him, listen, don't think I forgot, you know, the tremendous favor that you gave me, and you'll always remember it. And from time to time, you think that, just give you an example of an area of Garza Tape, shidduch that you know, people don't realize that it's an ongoing hatava. That he constantly reaps the benefits of it. So what I would like to do with you tonight, just to give you a few examples, like this example that we gave of Hatovas, that sometimes we're not even aware of or appreciate what the Hatovas are. Many people are under the impression that if the maitre is employed, if it's his job, it's not even called a hatava, because the person is doing it because of his job. Now we know that, like I just said before, it does come into the picture, you know, how much you owe the person, his effort and his intent. Like, you know, the person really wanted to be mated with you. Sometimes you have a person that did less come on it. But the person doing it for, it's making a living. So most of us look at it, and this school Rishon, that's not even considered a hatava. It's not even on the measuring board. Like, more kavanah, less kavanah. He's doing it because it's his livelihood, getting a salary. So you don't even look at it as a hatava. But it's a complete mistake, okay, it's a complete mistake that if you are a recipient, if you have some hanoah, regardless of the person's salary, that you definitely owe the person, you know, a course of pay. Like, you know, I'm sure you have the staff here in the building that keeps the building clean, right? Sometimes what they call them custodians, whether, you know, sometimes they have Ethiopians or place for a custodian, whatever. You know, so what would this building look like, if you didn't have, people here cleaning the building, what would the whole look like? Even the base medrash, sometimes you walk into a base medrash, places that don't have proper people, with tissues on the floor, you should forgive me, and cups, and you walk into the place, like, it's beautiful, it's clean. You're the recipient of unknown. People don't realize that. I don't know where the workers are when they come here, but if you ever see them, there's no question that they are they should be the recipients of people expressing hakaras hatov to them. That you're nana for them, and I never sitting in Beis Medrash here, Baruch Hashem, I don't know who cleans it, but probably you have a staff of. What does that do it? What are the things of going over to a worker that cleans the building of the Jewish and not Jewish, and whoever they are? They speak Chinese, you can communicate with them. But just to get across to them that you should have some oxygen nearby because they're liable to faint from shock. Somebody's coming over actually thanking them for cleaning the building. Very often in yeshivas they have a cook. Whoever wants to go over to the cook to thank the cook. Another example where people doesn't draw upon them. Let's say you have a magid shir in yeshiva. So sometimes the person will go over and say, "We appreciate the shir." But whoever thinks of going over to a magid shir, to say, we realize, the mysterious methods that you put into the pier this year, the nights that you stay up, and the things that you deprive yourself of, to prepare this year. I just want you to know that we appreciate it. I don't think it ever dawned upon you. It doesn't pass. I hate to get personal, but whoever thinks of going over to the rabbi, we may walk over to the rabbi and say, "Rabbi, I want you to know that we appreciate we appreciate you, and we understand that in order to be grown, it means putting in time and effort and serious methods behind the scenes. Just want you to know we appreciate it." I rest you assured that it's very appreciated. It never dawns on my people doing this. It's a, what kind of chesed, we can compare, with the mysterious methods of a Rav Taka. People don't realize the preparation, the learning, people ask them shyless, you have to, take a learn to my love. These are different, aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that constantly we're made by these Hatovos, and we don't even realize that Hatovos. And the chiyuv of gratitude has to be, first of all, you have to realize it intellectually in the mind. You have to be aware of these examples I'm giving you. First of all, to be aware that we're the recipients of that cover, and then of course to think, to appreciate it, and then thirdly, it should be transmitted to the Nisein that the gratitude should be communicated to the. The truth is, Rabbi Isai, you have these in the category of hakavas, these examples I'm giving you, but then our time is up now, but I didn't even touch on hakavas that we take us literally day to day to speak about the parents. Now we're parents, so we can appreciate it, but the different stages of life, infancy, that parents do, staying up 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, a bottle, sometimes certain babies night after night, and every night is that cover. But our parents might do the famous visits to the Kerem Yun, and then elementary school, all the problems of elementary school, or stages of life, sometimes you get a shock, like you think, like it occurs to you, like you just get an insight of your parents, you know, how you know them. That's a whole field, they say. And then, of course, what can I say? Try to think to a hatava, Rabbi Isai, and see if you can give the little thank yous that we talked about, the bus driver, the cleaner, little thank yous, Rabbi Isai. You have to run out, Rabbi Isai.